Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have struck a deal over the weekend to raise the debt ceiling and avert a default. CBS's Weijia Jiang at the White House says the president is hopeful all Democrats will support the bipartisan compromise.
He said, I don't know, when I asked if he thought he could get progressives on board. They have a lot of concerns, not only about new work requirements, but also for pieces of their climate agenda, as well as the rescinded COVID relief funds.
With a green light from the federal government, states across the U.S. have thrown hundreds of thousands of low-income people off Medicaid in recent weeks. Daniel Size with the Center for Medicaid.
All 92 million people, and that actually includes 51% of kids in the country who are enrolled with us on Medicaid, will have to undergo a renewal process in the coming 12 months.
Police say nine people have been injured in a shooting on a beach boardwalk in Hollywood, Florida. This man saw the whole thing.
There was people attending to those who needed aid, wrapping their legs in tourniquets, that sort of thing, whatever the best they could make out of tourniquets. Everybody was on their phones calling for emergency crews.
Four of the victims are children. The Texas state legislature has passed two controversial measures on one of the last days of the session. Reporter Chris Fox has more from Austin.
House Bill 3 would force school districts to establish active shooter safety plans, also require armed security on every public school campus. House Democrats unsuccessfully pushed for more gun control, not more guns on campus. State Rep. Vicki Goodwin.
It's very concerning to me that we would ever think about putting someone on our school campuses who is armed, who isn't extremely well trained.
The Democratic city of Houston, also a target of the Republican-led legislature, one bill giving the GOP-appointed Secretary of State power to take over Harris County elections.
A federal grand jury trial begins today in the trial of Robert Bowers. He's the suspect in the 2018 anti-Semitic attack on the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Legal analyst Bruce Ankoviak says this is clearly a death penalty case.
Every single piece of evidence brought in is of primary importance with respect to setting up the prosecution's case that death is the appropriate penalty.
The attack killed 11 worshipers. The head of the UN agency that handles refugees says an earlier estimate of around 1 million people fleeing Sudan may be falling short.
In a relatively short period of time, we have reached already in excess of 350,000. Doesn't seem to stop.
And that's because the conflict in Sudan continues to escalate. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
DQ presents how to get the most from your next DQ treat run. Step one, grab the new Oreo Brookie Blizzard. Step two, dig in. That's it, because this triple-decker treat has brownie and cookie brookie pieces, plus Oreo pieces. Oh, that's a mouthful of DQ goodness in every red spoonful. Guess it's time for a treat run, because the Oreo Brookie Blizzard is here for a limited time, only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 87. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 60. Tonight, mainly clear. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 89. A blend of clouds and sun. Upper 80s, Thursday and Friday, with storms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope it is treating you good for this May 30th, 2023. It is 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a fantastic day out there, everybody. Thank you so much for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Welcome back.
Today, I'm asking, is it Tuesday?
Today is Tuesday.
What?
Today is Tuesday, then.
How's your weekend?
How was your weekend?
It was good.
But not nearly long enough.
Not long enough.
Not long enough.
How much time do you need?
I'll know it when I find it.
Let you know when it happens.
Well,
until that time.
How about we all get back to work?
It's showtime.
It is showtime, everybody. Welcome back. Hope you had a great weekend. I want to know how your weekend was. Melissa wants to know how your weekend was.
Yes, 424-2600.
I cannot make it easier. Call up and just let us know how your weekend was.
The weather was gorgeous.
It was. You can argue with that. Couldn't ask for better with that.
Mm-mm.
Got great stuff lined up for you today, everybody. We are going to get into our National Day of Calendar in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. Touch on Rafter Baseball as well, as that kicked off yesterday.
Yes, he is.
New Zealand Pizzeria has a new payment option that we got to get into. We got to talk about that. How the Mayans get their kids to volunteer to do chores. We'll talk about
Mayans.
That. Yeah.
We're like the ancient culture?
Yes. Okay. The ancient culture. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to get into that a little bit later. A woman who won a cheese rolling race, but I don't know if she knows that she won. I'm not sure if she knows that or not.
Cheese rolling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cheese rolling. I have questions. We'll get to that.
We'll be getting into that one. It's going to be fun. 8 o'clock hour with kickoff, of course, with CBS News. And then, of course, we will catch up with our friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center, probably talk with Paul, and find out what Mother Nature has in store for us this week. And after that, we have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, 9 o'clock hour. We will have some entertainment stories for you, some Danny Wright stories, good stories of the day, all of these things coming up. I ask the audience, 424-2600. Oh, I meant to mention this, too. In the 8 o'clock hour, Melissa and I are going to get into what are the best karaoke songs.
All right.
And we want the audience to participate on this
one. Oh, yes, we do.
I want to know what you guys think is the best karaoke songs as well.
You can tell us the title, or you can just sing it.
Either way, yeah. I really prefer, you get extra points for singing.
Yes, for sure.
We haven't been handing out points lately in a while. We'll start handing out points again to the audience.
Good. We should.
Points don't mean anything. You can't do anything with them, but they still bragging rights. You still, you know, I got 500 points today.
Something.
It feels good.
It's an emotional happiness.
If every day somebody just texts you, hey, 500 points. Like, all right, cool. Like, that feels good. Like, you don't even know, you don't even care what it's for. It
didn't know good. I needed them, but here we go.
So we'll get into that in 8 o'clock hour. All those things coming up. We do want to hear from you, 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join us. Let us know how your weekend was. What did you do this weekend? Melissa, how about you?
We actually got to go camping this weekend in Chautauqua.
Oh.
We go up there to Aaron's aunt's cabin and visit with a whole bunch of people and do the Chautauqua Lake Liney's, like, tour, I guess. I don't know what the technical name of it is, but you basically bar hop.
Yeah.
And then you get your card stamped. And when your card is full, you get a t-shirt.
Cool.
It's not free because you're buying beer at each bar. And there's seven bars. So across 2 days, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
And then we got our t-shirts.
Cool.
And just, you know, relaxed around the campfire, cooked a big meal for everybody. Unfortunately, our meal had to get recooked. I think there was the third attempt we got it right.
Oh, no.
Well, we were going to roast a brisket overnight.
Oh, okay.
And we did that. The grill ran out of pellets at like 2 a.m. and Aaron fixed that. But then when we finally took it off the grill and we're letting it rest, we took a peek and it had charred. Like the whole thing turned into like it was attached to the pan.
Oh.
Charred.
Oh.
So, couldn't serve that, obviously. I'm like, well, it's okay. I can save it and make it into something else at home. We just got to cut off the burn bits. You know, it's fine.
Yes.
It's fine. It's fine.
Can salvage it.
We went to the store and bought chicken. Mm. We were just going to do, you know, barbecue chicken on the grill.
Mm.
So, got the two grills. Had to use Karen's grill or another. It was a gas grill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's up by the cabin. We were over by our RV and the, you know, pellet grill's going over there. Go to check on the gas grill. It was on fire.
Oh, no. That ain't right.
Yeah, no, it wasn't right. But Also able to save that meat because just the outside was, you know, the skin was burned.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and we caught it soon enough that the chicken was basically done, but yeah, not servable like that. So I just pulled all the meat, the skin off and then pulled the meat off and made pulled chicken with that.
I was going to say, pulled chicken.
And then we had barbecue chicken off the other grill. Nice. And it all worked out.
Make it work. Yeah. You make it work.
Just roll with the punches or the fire, whatever happens.
Roll with the fire is actually the phrase we should have always been using. That's the it should have always just been that. That is perfect. Way to adjust. Way to adapt to.
Mm-hmm. We persevered.
I like to cook. I don't call myself or pretend that I'm a cook. I've got like a handful of meals I can make, and that's it. Mm-hmm. When in cooking. It seemed like for my Nana, even for my mom to agree, but especially with my Nana, if something went wrong, she found a way to make it work, and it ended up a lot of the time working out better. I don't know if I want to say better, but like it's how the meal was meant to be.
Yeah,
like you know, you adjust, you adapt. That's a big part of cooking.
So. Yeah, and it did actually work out because there were a whole lot more people that showed up. Mm. That were there for that meal, and our tiny little burnt brisket would have not been enough.
No.
Yeah.
Eventful
and
week.
When we got home yesterday, I turned the burnt brisket into a pulled pork and lentil stew for the week.
Nice.
Yeah, it turned out good.
That I imagine would be good.
I do have a bit of a blister right here from trying to cut off the burn bits because it was rather tough. On the outside. The outside was just fine.
I feel for you as much as I can. My hands are broken. The insides of my hands. Over the weekend, I got did two lawns for No Mo May. Got both of those done.
That was a chore.
Yeah. I am broken. I am officially broken. My back, everything, just broken.
Okay.
Bones and muscles that I didn't know I had. But
the pollinators, thank you.
Yeah, it was a bittersweet thing because you can't help but not feel good chopping down all of that as long as it got and everything.
You can see the accomplishment.
Yes, and I don't, especially with my brain the way it works and everything. I don't normally feel like these kind of things, but you look at the lawn and the way it is, and I don't think it looks better as much as it in our heads the way they're supposed to look and everything.
Yes, societal norms dictate.
But it did feel good to get it all done, and it did feel really good to look around and see all the houses this year doing No Mo May. And a shout out to everybody that did that. Congratulations, well done.
Yeah.
It's become a tradition now with my folks, especially that on Memorial Day we get the lawn done. You know, we let it go for May and then we do it then. It was a really beautiful, beautiful weekend, as you touched on, Melissa.
It was gorgeous weather.
This is the first mowing I've done this year.
Mm.
So getting out there and mowing felt good. Mm-hmm. You know, getting your bearings back and everything doing it. But I forgot how hot it can get, and I didn't really dress well for it.
Uh-oh.
And so when I was doing my folks' house, I decided, and I don't do this very often, I am working and still building my confidence up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't go shirtless very often when mowing.
Mm-hmm.
I decided, you know, this year I'm working towards that. I mean, I'm not in the horrible shape, but I'm certainly not, Arnold Schwarzenegger shape or anything like that.
Who is though?
But
really?
I take the shirt off. I'm doing the thing, and I'm just focused on the lawn and everything. But as I was doing this, and I'm feeling a little self-conscious doing that, I started thinking about a That Ain't Right story.
Yeah.
And a That Ain't Right story that I would like to kick our show off with.
Okay.
It ain't right that this quote-unquote selfie thing like really blew up when half of us are past our prime. That's not fair. That ain't right. Like, if when I was in my 20s, the whole selfie thing was the thing and everything like that, I would have no issue with it. I'm not saying that I was, you know, George Clooney back then or anything, but I felt a lot better then than I do in my 40s, I'll tell you that. It ain't right. That's not fair. We should be able to go back. I don't fix it, science. I don't know how, but you get on this science so we can go back and we can do that.
Well, maybe, or the thing that could be fixed is you should feel as good about yourself now as you did in your 20s, because, you know, you're like a good wine. age helps.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. I think that's sweet. That's a beautiful intention. It's unrealistic. I want to go back. What it's more
because your idea is more realistic.
Yes, more realistic that science gets on time travel.
And I disagree.
I kind of agree with you that you disagree with me. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we're gonna have some more fun. We got our National Day of Calendar right around the corner on the morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
This moment of Zen is brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee House in Wisconsin Rapids. Fresh roasted beans, specialty drinks, amazing baked goods, and food. From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery in Wisconsin Rapids. Family owned. Freshest coffee. Find them on Facebook. Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 87. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 60. Tonight, mainly clear. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 89. A blend of clouds and sun. Upper 80s, Thursday and Friday, with storms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there.
It's beautiful.
It is a beautiful one. It really is. Speaking of your day, it is National Day of Time. We dive into our calendar for this May 30th, and it is Loomis Day.
Loomis Day.
What is this? Methon Loomis, a humble dentist, revolutionized the world when he created the wireless telegram. Take a moment to consider life without Wi-Fi, TV, or radio.
Ooh, yeah, that would be tough.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all pretty reliant on it now.
Especially given what we're doing right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kind of little on the nose there.
There is a man, as there is always a man or woman, who is responsible for everything we take for granted today. Neither he nor we could have seen the long-term effects of what he had done. For many things had to come after it for what he desired to come to pass. In the fullness of time, the creation of the wireless telegraph has utterly changed the world. And it took an American dentist in 1886 to set it all into motion. Loomis Day celebrates Mahalan Loomis, a humble Washington, D.C. dentist who created something amazing and changed the world. As with many things, the history of Loomis Day is actually the history of a man and the event. Mahalan Loomis was a dentist in the 1800s who had an idea that had nothing to do with teeth. He knew about the electrical properties of the atmosphere. And like Tesla, had conceived of an idea to transmit electricity through the air to a distant location. His idea was, perhaps, off a bit. He thought to change a layer of the atmosphere to create an electric conduit between two metal towers set high on mountaintops. Starting to sound a little familiar to everybody.
Yeah.
What we find interesting about the entire process is that in the end, most, if not all, of Loomis's theories on how the atmosphere worked and indeed how his own apparatus would work were completely wrong. Loomis was able to successfully transmit information from one location to another, but for reasons that worked were not the reasons he professed.
Huh.
He felt the two kites, however many miles apart, flown in the same altitude, would be able to establish a DC circuit through the ionosphere and transmit information thusly. The result was exactly what he expected.
Hmm.
We've all heard of Da Vinci's Notebook.
Mm-hmm.
And Da Vinci in there has, you know, the microwave and the airplane and different things like that, obviously hundreds of years before they were actually invented.
Right.
It's always fascinating to me.
You got to have an ideas person.
Yeah.
You know, somebody with the ideas and then ways to try it out and see what you can come up with.
And if you can put yourself back in that period of time, it's not a far-fetched thought for him to have had. We have the telegraph already. We have a way to talk to each other without us being in the same zip code or same room or anything like that. So, okay, well, there's got to be something else here.
Right.
There's got to be something with these waves.
Mm-hmm.
We were figuring out what these invisible things in the air are. How can we ride that? How can we catch that? How can we harness that?
Mm-hmm.
And to figure out how to harness something invisible. Just think about how impossible that is then. Mm-hmm. Like right now, it seems difficult to do. I don't even know how you would where you would start to do something like that back in the 1800s. It's just
well, and I think that's
phenomenal.
Yeah, it is phenomenal, and it's something we're still trying to figure out, aren't we? With traveling in space, with figuring out how to withstand dark matter.
It's fascinating to think. You know, you read Stephen Hawking talk about it and everything, and time travel is the most realistic of these sci-fi things. Because of the bending of time and all these different things. And that is even thousands of years away.
Yeah.
Like thousands of years away. We're not even close to it right now.
Probably good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is how I feel about flying cars. Like, we haven't even proven that we can drive cars safely on the ground.
Right.
I don't feel like we need to be in the skies just yet. We can't even handle the internet. We can't. You can tell me we can handle time travel? No.
We're talking about all the issues with mental health because of social media. I don't know.
I don't even want to know what time travel would do to society. I didn't want to think about it. Like, not yet.
I think we'd kind of implode.
Hey, inventor out there, if you invented time travel, hold on it.
Yeah.
Just hold on to it for a little bit
anybody.
There. I don't think we're necessarily ready for it. Let us ease into these things a little bit. It is National Water a Flower Day.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a good one. It was kind of warm this weekend, and we didn't have any rain.
Yeah, and one thing, especially with these lawns mowed, you're going to have an underbelly right there of dry grass, a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Use it. It's a case-by-case thing. It's your own lawn. Do what you will, but it might not be a bad idea to water your lawn a little bit.
Yeah, if you can afford it.
I was going to say,
because water is expensive.
If one of us would say it, But if you can, and certainly be watering your flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And it is National Creativity Day. Today is the one day a year to be creative, everybody. No.
Just nationally.
Yeah. Yes. And there is never a bad time to be creative. Unleash your inner artist and let creativity run wild. From paintings to poetry, there's no limit to what you can create. So grab your brushes, pens, or whatever inspires you and let the magic of your imagination take over.
Mm.
Creativity doesn't have to do with just that, though.
Correct.
If you use problem solving at all at work, you are creative. Mm-hmm. You are being creative.
Yeah, and I think that most of us end up having to do that, whether it's, you know, just figuring out time management so you can get everything done in a day. Mm-hmm. That's being creative as well.
Yeah. And it's I think that one of the things that I enjoy so much about using creativity is working with other people and their creativity and collaborating.
Oh, yeah. That's the best.
I think the older I get, the more that I enjoy that. I think that may be my favorite part of creativity. I work alone plenty. I've done plenty of working alone and all those things. But now,
time to collaborate.
My daughter, my oldest daughter, has a podcast idea that she wants to do together. We've got this script that we're play we're working on, and you know, most of the things that we do, they have a little bit of a serious tone to them and everything. She wants to do something fun, silly. Like, so we've got this one that she's working on about Muppets.
Oh, nice.
And she told me the idea, and it's fantastic. I love the idea. It's
awesome.
Going to be fun. Yeah. It's just, but creativity, it doesn't always, what my point is it doesn't always have to be for something for work or serious or a project or anything. Let your creativity flag fly with some fun things, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's Mint Julep Day.
Ooh.
Muddle mint leaves with simple syrup, add bourbon, and pack with ice. The mint julep is a refreshing cocktail commonly associated with the Deep South.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had one of these before?
Yeah. Isn't this the...
it's a Kentucky Derby
drink. The Kentucky Derby drink. Yeah. Yeah, I had one at the Kentucky Derby. Didn't have the mint, though, actually. Mm. So I don't... It wasn't truly that. But I last year, during the Kentucky Derby... Mm. Or maybe it was 2 years ago. Whenever I worked at the wine bar, you know, time, what do you say? Time is a flat circle?
Time is a flat circle.
Yeah, circle, not surface. The earth is not flat.
No.
Cool. Yes, I've made mint juleps before at a bar.
Gotcha.
There we go.
Making its first appearance in print in 1803, the distinctly American drink was written about by John Davies, who noted that it was enjoyed in the morning. The julep part of the name is what identifies it as a drink that is served only over crushed ice. Mm-hmm. Other versions of the julep drink can be made with cognac or peach brandy.
Oh,
nice.
Peach brandy.
It's a simple drink, too.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like the best drinks are the simple ones. Like mm-hmm. 2-3 ingredients, boom. Like it's almost hard to mess up.
Yeah, we made vodka gimlets this weekend, which is, it's from a book series that my boyfriend's been reading. And he's like, and they talk about them all the time. So we just got to try them this weekend. And basically you buy a bottle of Grey Goose vodka. You take out 6 ounces. And you replace it with 6 ounces of lime grenadine or lime, Rose's lime juice or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And that's it. You pour it over ice. You can have it with an olive. Boom. But that's definitely a sipper.
Yeah. Yeah. That. Well, yeah. I had a mint julep when I was in Texas, and it was a sipper, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. When it's just straight alcohol, you got to...
Take your time.
Take it
just
easy.
Ease into that one. The Rafters are, we're going to ease into Melissa's news in a moment, but the Rafters are easing into the regular season. Had game one last night. The Rafters bats woke up late against the Chinooks, but it was not enough to take game one of the series on opening day. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk more about this on Playmakers today from 10 to 11. Be sure to join us. For that, it's going to be a fun time. We're going to have a good time not only talking with you, but also talking with head coach head GM of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul Peckman's in town.
Oh, nice.
Coach is in town, so we're going to talk with him, catch up with him a little bit about the scouting and how the off season is going. Certainly going to talk Rafter baseball and talk about this opening loss to the start of the season. You've by now heard it if you're a Rafter fan, but just a reminder, the Rafters lost their first game last season. As well, and went on to have a record-breaking
amazing season. Yeah.
So game one is game one. We like to win that one, but it's all right. Let the Chinooks.
Just the first game.
Let the Chinooks have it. They're visitors. They came all this way. Let them have it. Let the babies have it. It's fine. We got game two tonight. We'll talk more about that and plenty more in Playmakers today. Be sure to join us for that. A big shout-out to Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out, sponsoring the show. We'll take a break, get to Melissa's news, come back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. A Wausau man was injured in a motorcycle accident in Vernon County over the weekend. WXOW reports Kosher Chang, age 40, was traveling west on Highway 33 in the town of Forest Saturday afternoon. He lost control of his motorcycle and went through the ditch before the motorcycle overturned. Chang was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. In the next 2 months, we could have the worst spongy moth caterpillar outbreak in more than a decade. The Wisconsin DNR warning this invasive bug, formerly known as gypsy moth, is already in a high population outbreak that is expected to continue and spread. Southern Wisconsin and parts of the north are seeing a large increase with favorable weather conditions for the caterpillars and less disease among the population. Oak, birch, crabapple, aspen, and willow trees are most at risk, but spongy moths will feed on other tree and shrub species as well. This week, lawmakers will debate whether Wisconsin taxpayers should chip in $2 million toward the cost of Green Bay hosting the NFL draft in 2 years. Republican State Representative David Steffen says it's not an expense, it's an investment.
For every dollar that's being put in of state money, we're getting 45 back. This is really a tourism short-term event with a long-term benefit.
Steffen was on Upfront on Channel 12 in Milwaukee on Sunday. The total cost of hosting the NFL draft is expected to be $7.5 million. 250,000 visitors are expected. the total statewide economic impact could be $94 million. The Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo opened for the season on Saturday. They have over 20 different animals and are open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 to 7. The petting zoo is closed from 1 to 2. In baseball, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters lost in their season opener, 10 to 6, to the Lakeshore Chinooks. Their next game is tonight at 6:05 at Witter Field. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petucation June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Paw prints happen, but stains don't have to. Our pet-friendly fabrics available at Home Furniture and Design are stain-resistant. Fabric for everyday life, easy to clean, and no more worries. So come into Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids or Plover and mention you want pet-friendly or kid and husband-friendly fabrics, and we'll help you design your new furniture today. Home Furniture and Design. Live life comfortably.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
It's a new, cutting-edge, locally-owned business, and best of all, everything there is Bella approved. Bow Wow Meow Boutique is opening a new location in Stevens Point early this summer. You'll find a special outdoor area and pet grooming, along with a cat section and the same great made the USA treats, chews, toys, collars, and more. Just like the original Bow Wow Meow offers your fur rents in Wisconsin Rapids. Your pet is sure to approve. When you shop Bow Wow Meow Boutique's new location, 3449 Church Street in Stevens Point.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 87. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 60. Tonight, mainly clear. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 89. A blend of clouds and sun. Upper 80s, Thursday and Friday, with storms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. 7:33 on the clock. We hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday out there. Your weekend treated you good. What did you do this weekend? Mm-hmm. Let us know. 424-2600. We'd love to hear from you. Phone lines are wide open, 424-2600. Or let us know if you would take this pizzeria place up on their deal here. The bad thing about those buy now, pay later services, you don't get that much extra time. It's basically like a Gen Z version of layaway. A lot of these things are. I noticed that with the, there's a ton of different thing paying options nowadays where you can pay 4 installments on an item and you get it for free, or you get it not for free, but obviously you get
for
it
for a smaller amount of money.
Right, that's layaway. That's basically layaway. Yep. It's basically because they got rid of layaway a while back, like you know, and it just went away, and then it came back just in a different
form. Yeah.
Obviously, it's, if you are paying attention to streaming, that it's it, you can see where this is going, where they're going to end up just packaging these things and selling it to you like a cable package. Like, I mean, it's just the same old, just rebranding, you know, doing these things.
It's got a different name.
Well, maybe they got something, they're on to something different here in New Zealand. A New Zealander based pizza chain is doing a new spin on buy now, pay later, but buy now, much later, when you die.
What?
The place is called Hell Pizza, and the promotion is called Afterlife Pay, instead of like after pay.
Afterlife pay.
It's not open to everyone. You need to be a local. They're accepting only so many applicants from New Zealand and so many from Australia. And if you do it, you're promising they're promising you that you will, they will write what you owe into your will. You have to promise them you'll write what you owe in your will.
Okay.
It isn't 100% serious. They admit it's a lighthearted stunt, but they are accepting applications. Each person will get one pizza through Afterlife Pay, which is valued at $25. The pizza claims that they claim the agreement you sign to pay after death is legally binding. No interest or fees will apply. And in the terms and conditions, it says that they reserve the right to enforce the debt owed on the by the applicant against their estate upon passing, or forgive any debt owed to the applicant, which is what they say they will do. There's just too much gray area here for me. Like it's you know, everybody's trying different promotions nowadays and different ways to get people and all that. I don't begrudge a promotion idea, but I don't know about this one.
Well, I have a lot of questions too. So it's a contract that you sign and you can basically buy pizzas whenever you can get pizzas whenever you want, and then they just tally your bill and then you
gotta
take it off of your
It sounds like you got to pay the initial $25, but then you get free pizzas then you pay it off in your will or whatever. I don't
when
know
when you die. Well, huh.
I will throw out there, just because I don't know if it's common knowledge or not, but Jewish Orthodox Jews, I should say, not all Jewish people, but like myself, but Orthodox Jews don't believe in heaven or hell. So for them, like I'd be signing up for this. Why would you have any fear? What would be the problem? but yeah, I don't know.
And
I
does it
know.
Pass if, like, if there's no money in your will to pay for these pizzas spent your whole life getting?
They got a legal part in the argument, in the contract here that they could take it up with your significant other, or you know,
your
relatives
descendants
or whatever.
I mean, that's one way to pass on your pizza debt.
It's rough.
And for you, Johnny I left you the house, and Megan, you get my pizza debt.
I especially on a Tuesday this early in the morning and everything, I hate to be overly heavy or anything, but I do enjoy, because obviously I take everything in life way too serious and I'm trying to lighten up a little bit, but I do like the idea of us not taking death that serious.
I mean it's going
to
happen.
To a degree,
obviously. But it's going to happen to all of us, so.
Yeah, I mean,
it's kind of inevitable.
Look around the room, look at your coworkers, look at your friends, your family, anybody else. Everybody has one thing in common. Not any of us chose to be here. Nobody chose to be born. Not one person in human history has ever said, I'd like to be born now, and that happened. Like, you know, let's all agree, let's all understand that this whole thing is crazy. And it's kind of, you know, it can be fun if we let it, if we try, if we lean into it a little bit here.
And this is an interesting marketing twist.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work very well. I would have let this one sit in the oven a little bit longer and cook.
You know, let's follow up with them in a year and see how many takers they got.
Yeah.
Because that's what I would be curious about. Would people actually want to do that?
And now that I'm thinking about it, too, another thing that comes to mind is the sense of humor over there, like in New Zealand and that. Mm-hmm. And they have a little bit of a darker sense of humor than us. Or I wouldn't say us. Like England has a dark sense of humor, but it's dry. Yeah, it's right. A dry, dark sense of humor. In New Zealand and Australia, they have a darker sense of humor, but it tends to be lighter, a little bit more fun, a little bit more free in everything.
There's a lot of things in there where they live. Environmentally, that could kill them.
Yes.
Than say we do here.
Makes you take life a little less serious.
Yeah.
When you're going to be taken out by nature.
Yeah.
Any day, anytime.
Spider or snake or.
Like we got to travel for that. We got to go up north. You got to work for that if you want nature to take you out here. Like good luck Friday having that happen to rapids. Like other than the waters and all those things and stuff, which you should not take lightly.
Obviously, there are some natural things around here that could kill you. But
thinking of some of the animals, though, more so in those areas, those countries. It's interesting. Mm. Take a break right here. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-345. 5-6.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 87. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 60. Tonight, mainly clear. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 89. A blend of clouds and sun. Upper 80s Thursday and Friday with storms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good Tuesday out there. Melissa and I wanted to let you know that we're going to be joined by a new friend, pretty much, coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour. We have our friends from Bow Wow Meow Boutique joining us. Bow Wow Meow Boutique here in Wisconsin Rapids. They're going to be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. Talk a little bit about Petpalooza coming up June 11th over at the South County Humane Society. We're so excited about this event. This is going to be huge. Mm-hmm. We are looking forward to it. We're looking forward to talking about it with our friends from Bow Wow Meow Boutique.
That is such a cute name, too.
It's a great name. You when you come up with a name like that, you just got to take a moment and be like, all right, that's a good one.
Yeah, good.
We don't need to work anymore. We got our name already all figured out. We're good. Wanted to get into this one with you, Melissa. Now, our sharp-eared, strong listeners out there may recognize that we do not have a Kitchens Open segment this week.
Mm-hmm.
We will have that back on Monday and everything. Looking forward to it. But we do want to talk a little bit of food with y'all.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm curious to know what the audience thinks of this one. 424-2600, get ready to call us up and let us know. What would you feed a bear? What would you leave out for a bear, possibly? A hungry black bear, it takes us to Connecticut first off. A hungry black bear barged into a garage of a Connecticut bakery, scared several employees, and helped itself to 60 cupcakes before ambling away.
60 cupcakes.
Workers at Taste by Spellbound in the town of Avion were loading up cakes into a van for delivery on Wednesday when the bear showed up. There are between 1,000 and 1,200 black bears living in Connecticut, the State Environment Agency says. Their sightings last year they had 158 of the state's 169 towns and cities. So this area had 159 of these sightings. It's not too uncommon. Bakery owner Miriam Steffens wrote in her Instagram post that she heard employees Maureen Williams screaming bloody murder and yelling that there was a bear in the garage. Then they told the local TV network that she shouted to scare the bear off, but it retreated and came back three times.
The cupcakes were that good.
It's determined to get those cupcakes. Yeah. Surveillance video obtained shows the bakery workers walking around the side of the business to try to scare the bear, but then running away after it scares them. let's see here. The video shows the bear dragging a container of cupcakes from the garage into the parking lot. Steven said that the bear then ate 60 cupcakes. A baker finally got the bear to leave by honking a car horn. The four-footed thief was gone by the time police officers from the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection arrived. No one was injured in the encounter, and one in a series of troubling interactions between black bears and humans in Connecticut. Thankfully, nobody was hurt, of course.
Right.
But if you were going to leave a treat for a bear...
Well, of course, the first one you think of is honey.
Yeah, yeah. It's anything honey related.
Right.
Yeah. Honey cupcakes, honey cake.
But, I mean, imagine having to call up that customer and say, your delivery of cupcakes is going to be late today because they were eaten by a bear.
Yes. I wanted to hear that phone call and how that goes. Like, look, you could tell me if you guys just had a slow day.
Yeah, employee didn't show up. I know there's worker shortages.
You don't have to make things up. No, really, a bear came.
I can send you the surveillance footage.
I'm a bear tracks ice cream.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know if bears would like ice cream or not.
I'm thinking they probably would.
They might.
Why not? It's sweet.
424-2600, you want to join us on this one? I feel like I'm thinking of cakes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of big cakes. I like the idea of leaving a big cake out for a bear.
Just because it'd be fun to watch him
eat it. Yeah, I mean, there's not much better things in the world, especially if you don't have to clean it up. And then watching a one-year-old destroy their cake. Like trying to, it looks so good to them and they want to get it into their mouth and they're trying so hard and like, got it. Boom. Right in the eye. Got it. It's all lined up. I love it, especially when you see that they think they got it. It's all lined up with their mouth and then boom, right in the nose.
Well, in those videos, I think we tried to do that with my oldest niece and she was so meticulous. She's just like, you know, dipped a finger in and she never went all hog wild on it. Like you want them to do.
That's good. We are going to take a very quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about how the Mayans got kids to volunteer to do chores and two tips to getting your kids to do them.
Interesting.
Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 87, today under sunny skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 60, tonight mainly clear skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms, tomorrow 89, partly cloudy. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Hope you're having a good Tuesday. Melissa and James here with you. Take it right to the top of the hour with some fun. Top of the hour, CBS News will come in and catch up on all your world news. After that, we're going to be joined live and direct from our good friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center, let you know what Mother Nature is up to today in the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, nice weather. It's nice.
Feels at least good. Right now.
Yeah, for now. We will kick things off in the 8 o'clock hour with a fun one. I have, what are the best karaoke songs?
Ooh, yeah, be ready to call in for that.
Yes, I want not only your best, but I want your worst or what your worst experience with karaoke
the
was.
Ones you hate hearing every time.
Anything like it, any of the above. If it has to do with karaoke, we want to hear from you. Get rid of the call up about that in the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Of course, in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll also have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and plenty more fun for you. The ancient Mayans may not have predicted the apocalypse, but I'm pretty sure that if you saw this in your house, you might freak out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Apparently, in the modern Maya society in Mexico, kids volunteer to do chores.
Okay.
And that might freak out some parents if they just the kids all of a sudden just volunteered to do things. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Like, what do you got up your sleeve?
Yeah.
What are you hiding?
What do you want? According to a reporter who specializes in parenting, the key is bringing kids in on chores at an early age. Mm. Always doing chores with the kids helping or watching, empowering them to join in, and playing off kids' desire deep down to be helpful.
Mm.
So how can you do that with your kids who maybe, you know, it might not seem like it'll work? Well, for one, before I even get into these tips, I will tell you right away that they tell you in the answer they're a big part of this. If you are the type of parent that says, just barks at your kids, do the dishes. Mm-hmm. But you're not. They've never seen you do the dishes or anything like that. Don't be shocked when your kids don't listen.
Or don't do them well.
Yeah,
because they don't know what they're doing.
Kids not only learn by example physically, but mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing, a parent is working. Not just saying, and not saying do this, but help me with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do tasks together.
I watched the guy from Blue's Clues. The original guy from Blue's Clues, he was talking about his audition, how it's down to him and this other guy. And the other guy was Hollywood handsome, George
Pretty
Clooney.
Boy.
Very, very handsome. And it was basically down to them, and they had this final test where they went and talked to they did a little video, and then they put it in front of kids and let the kids watch it. So they both got to sit back and watch this happen.
Mm-hmm.
And with the other guy goes up there and goes, okay, now we're going to find the backpack, everybody. All right, tell me, where's the backpack? Tell me where the backpack is. And a couple of kids like point it out or whatever and everything like that. And then Steve comes out. He's like, you guys, will you help me find this backpack? Can you help me? I need to find this backpack. I can't find it. Where is it? And every kid just shot up. We got to help Steve. Oh, we got to help him find this backpack.
Yeah.
Kids want to help.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give them the opportunity. You just got to talk to them, make eye contact, it's no different than anybody else in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to overthink this one. I'm not saying it's easy. Nothing about parenting is easy. I'm not saying, other than loving your kids, nothing is easy about it. But it also doesn't have to be that hard.
Right.
It doesn't, you know, if you try to just not be a dictator with your kids and just be a human being.
Mm-hmm. And working at tasks together is so much fun.
Yes.
It's fun. If you make it fun. I mean, obviously, there are tasks that are no fun to do, but find ways to make it fun, and it helps kids think about doing these things with a different mindset. It's like, go clean your room. And they're, you know, picturing what their room looks like. And this is what, you know, every young kid's room looks like under the age of 18.
Mm-hmm. Really. Yeah.
But, you know, that's a huge task for them. But if you do it with them and break it down and take it in small pieces, and you can make it fun.
Here are two tips to also possibly help. Don't do chores while the kids play. Do you let your kids watch TV so you can do more efficient doing, be more efficient doing the laundry or cleaning? Don't do that. Make the chores a team effort. Even if it slows you down, think of it as a family bonding time.
Yeah.
When you can, I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that's, it's impossible to do that with every chore every day.
No, not necessarily.
But say you had you did a chore Monday through Friday, maybe a couple of those a couple days of that week, you do have the kid, you do do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to slow things down, but there's only one boss, you. Like, yeah, we do this to ourselves all the time. Oh, I didn't get this done today. Oh, I didn't get that done today. Do you have a boss in your home? No. It's your home. Mm-hmm. There's no schedule here. Give yourself some grace. It's okay. These things will get done.
When my mom was cleaning, we were all cleaning. That was the rule.
Same here.
In my house.
Yep.
Growing up.
If my mother, if at any age in my life, I remember being 15 or 16 or something like that, this was happening. My mother was cleaning the floors. I'm walking, I'm getting ready to go out, hang out with my friends. I see her doing it. I immediately went over there and started helping.
Mm.
Like, it was instinct in our house to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it becomes habit when you make it that way.
Mm. Number two on this list, let your kid help, even if they aren't helpful. Yes, you'd get the dishes done a lot faster without, quote, help from the kid. But the Mayans always encourage their kids to help, find something the kids can do, mm-hmm. and never force them to join in. I find that with the dishes, I'm one of these people, no matter what I'm doing, when it comes to these kind of tasks,
mm-hmm.
let me at it. Let me do it, and I'm better working alone almost.
Yeah.
Well, little kids don't respond well to that. They don't know how to handle that or anything.
Of course not.
So whether it was my son or any other little kid, you give them a cup. Give mm-hmm. them a cup. Could you clean that cup? They spend an hour cleaning that cup. Like, you know, and just work around it. You know? I mean, it's not a big deal.
You know what's the best? Because now we have these reusable straws. You give them the reusable straw and the little brush.
Oh,
and
that's good.
They have so much fun, especially like toddler age, have so much fun cleaning that straw.
I like that. I like that. I also feel bad because I feel like that would work on me too. I feel like
maybe for 2 minutes.
At least 2 minutes. Ooh. I've never used one of those. I think I might have fun with it for a second.
It could be kind of fun.
I am 424-2600 if anybody else out there has any thoughts or tips or what they do to
or things that worked with your kids that things that didn't.
Yeah. Because I will say this, dictating never works.
No.
Just sitting there and barking at your kids, even if they are physically doing the action, they're not learning. Right. They're just being told what to do mm-hmm. and doing said thing. That's not a lesson. They're not learning anything there.
Right.
We already know how to do that. Like, especially from our parents. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, every parent, no matter how great they are, has that breakdown moment.
Well,
because I'm the adult.
Because I said,
why am I fighting with you? You're three.
But all of us know when I was a kid, you can make a task that should take 10 minutes, take 3 hours.
Yes.
It's very, very possible.
Yeah.
Even ones you know how to do. You know, make your bed. Please make your bed.
With my
3 hours later.
My son and daughter. Yeah, my youngest son and daughter. They were the typical kids about picking up their toys. So we turn it into a game. Mm-hmm. And ends up the game ends up working and everything. But it ends up being like I'm a little too competitive. It's like who can pick up the most toys. You know.
So then you do the most work.
They got me a time or two. I know that my daughter at least was going real slow.
Yeah, Dad, let's play that game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yep.
They got me good on that one. It's not good. I shouldn't admit that. It was true. But they never, I don't ever remember them complaining or dragging their feet about picking up their toys at first or something, sure. Mm. But not overall, really.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think my brother and sister are pretty similar like this, the way I am, because my parents were that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think of my dad and And I love my dad. I wouldn't train him for anything in the world. And I think he's an amazing father. But I don't think he did this. He did all these things, but I don't know if it was intentional. I don't think my dad was trying to make things fun. I think that's just the way his brain works. And everything is a game to him in some ways. And and why not make it a game? He didn't read some parenting book or something like that. I think this is just his nature.
Well, that worked out well, then.
It did. It did. Especially with the yin and yang of my mother and him, where my mother tends to be a little more serious and everything. Mm-hmm. My dad, everything was a game in many ways, as far as with us kids. Mm-hmm. You know, not life in general, obviously. But with us, he just loves being a dad so much. Well, I think when it came to playing with the kids and doing things with the kids, it wasn't hard to make it a game. It wasn't hard to find ways to be creative and have some fun with it.
Well, because kids have so much imagination, you know, when they're really young like that. And it's easy to tap into that if you let yourself, you know, and you just try to, you know, like, how can we make this fun? And maybe ask them, how could this task be more fun to do? What can we do to make it better?
I think parents would be, again, even the parents talk to their kids and all that, I think you would be shocked if you did this more often. Mm. Ask your kids. I'm not saying, you know, we all ask our kids what they want for dinner and things like that and everything. I'm not even saying that asking your kid and then, okay, well, that's canon. That's what we got to do now. Like, but asking them, again, going back to the how great they feel, how they have all of us have an internal, especially at a young age, internal thing in us to want to help and want to be helpful. Asking that, you feel so, I get to put my two cents in on this. It feels great for a kid. Builds their confidence, builds their, you know, self-esteem and all these things. It ain't a bad thing, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
We got to wrap up the hour. We got to get out of here. We will come back with some more fun coming up. We'll have CBS News get in here and do all their thing. And after that, we're going to talk to Paul Trombley, our good friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center, find out what Mother Nature's got in store for us. Plenty more coming up. Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club and a lot more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown.